You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow on a Friday with Nick Kunzer from Sunland Private Wealth. And it's been a damp squib of a Friday.
I don't know. Evening, Lindsay. I mean, damp squib. I mean, a little bit on the green, a little bit of buying across the board.
That's good.
It's difficult to say. Yeah, it's difficult to say, Lindsay. It's a last night. Sona obviously dominated the conversations in the boardrooms today within the South African environment, and we're taking a little bit of guidance what's happening offshore. But offshore certainly spoiled the party a bit. They're a little bit down, and I'm not sure, Lindsay. I mean, it's difficult to come out with any sort of impetus whatsoever other to say that exactly right, it's a damn squib. It's one of those days where we're just grinding sideways and it's just really not much to report.
Okay, well, that's understandable. The S&P futures are currently down around about 5 points. There's not much happening. But I will note one thing as I look at my most viewed shares on sharenet.co.za. I have a look at Sibanye, which must be a new recent high, up 7.6%.
Yep.
My screen is delayed, 42.39 per share. And Impala Platinum, good news. Miss me, 164.50, up 3.2%. What a performance. The amount of wealth
what
that's been created.
Yeah.
Isn't it incredible? Is it 250, 300? Where's it going?
It's a lovely story. And you know, you got the bulls on the one side, the bears on the other. And I mean, if there ever is a stock outside of Tesla, which divides the South African trading community, I think it's Impala Platinum. Obviously the bulls on the one side, the bears on the other. And I really think people need to remember that I don't know if this time is different, but this stock was north of 300 Rand.
Yes.
300 bucks. And it's now 160, and everyone's going, oh my God, it's run too hard. Sell it, get out of it. It's a bubble. It's a platinum bubble.
Mm.
Just slow down, gentlemen. Slow down. It's half whatever it was, a few years ago. Not saying it's going to go there again. All I'm saying
why not?
Just calm down, people. This thing could run. So
people said the Nasdaq would never go back to 5,000 when it fell down to 2,000 in early 2000. Funnily enough, it went from 5,000 something, and here it is at 9,000 now.
Yeah, but in an environment where you are getting, and we spoke about this yesterday with David, in an environment where you are getting 0.87% on a Greek 10-year bond, I mean, surely the rights of owning platinum, palladium, gold, things, whether it be whatever the entity might be, is the place you want to be. So you can almost make sense of why Impala is the price it is and why it can't be maybe 50, 60 bucks higher. I'm not saying that it's going to. All I'm saying is that you can understand the rhetoric and the conversation. And it's probably, given what's going around the world right now, 160 is probably cheap, Lindsay.
I think it probably is. I spoke to a fund manager a year and a half ago, and he was averaging down, buying, even below 20 Rand per share. And I think he got an average of 55, 60. And I said, where's your target? He says, I think it's fair value at 120 Rand per share. And he got out there, got out of 95% of his position, and he doesn't care. He's doubled his money. He doesn't care that it's 160, 170 and goes up. Because you know what the markets do? They carry on and on and on. The Johnny Come Latelys come in and they buy it up to these levels, and eventually it falls in a heap. And it doesn't do the share any good. It doesn't do the reputation of the stock market any good. But goodness me, it's good fun for a broadcaster and a person like yourself who is a rational investor.
Exactly. And markets go up, markets go down, and we try as we do as money managers to catch that little gap in between, whether it's the up or the down. And I think you summed it up nicely. We don't care. Just create that alpha, as they say.
Yeah, whatever that is. Dollar rand is 14.84. British pound against the rand, 19.33. Euro rand is 16.11. Euro dollar, 108.55. The overseas stock markets, the Dow Jones doing absolutely nothing. It's flat. S&P is doing absolutely nothing. It's flat. And the Nasdaq is up very, very slightly. On the commodities markets, the gold price is up a fiver at 15.81. A deep sea diver, as they say in London. The platinum price is 9.71, which is unchanged. And the palladium price, over to you, Nick Kunzer.
Yeah, up 14 bucks or 0.59% at $2,437.
suddenly I'm losing my bet with Thanos Papasavis from London about the oil price, because I've said when it was 56, it would be 46 before 66. It's now 57.86, up 1 2/3%, or 94 cents per barrel. Anything on the Stock Exchange News Service today, Nick?
No, it was very thin, Lindsay. I mean, we had a couple of, we had some mining numbers out, which weren't so bad. I think generally it's been a little bit dissection from the Sona last night. People, I had a lot of clients asking what we thought of Mr. Ramaphosa's views.
And?
You know what? I think more positive than negative. I mean, if you can take away the noise that was before, and we're not even going to mention it, give them airtime, it wasn't a bad reflection, but I think there's some real work to do. But for me, with the Rand at 14.85, and it was 14.88, I think, before the earnings, or 14.90, I think that tells the story. More positive than negative, but there's a lot of work to do. And, 5 cents stronger gives you a little bit of leeway, but there's work to do, gentlemen, and let's get stuck in.
While you were having lunch, Sibanye Gold Limited came out with a trading statement and operating update, and the share price on my delayed screen up 7.6%. Pretty good stuff. I mean, it may be to do with extraneous factors like the Rand and the price of the precious metals in which they do their business. But anyway, 7.6%. This is really good. Sibanye Gold up 7.6%.
Yeah, Sibanye, NAS, they basically were, they're one of those ones that everyone likes to hold, and they like to, they're one of, certainly one of the ones that anyone's gold exposure in the South African environment, they've asked Sibanye. And, these numbers just reevaluating what we thought. We had, group revenue, I think was up, 42 or 44%, year on year, headline revenue. Finally generating a profit. But it just shows for me, though, Lindsay, is that these gold mining companies, which have always been like punters, they're punters' favorites. You know, yes. Either gold bug or you're not. This particular sector of the JSE, these gold shares, are actually generating real earnings and real cash flow and real income. And as I say, I'm not a gold bug. But you can't ignore the space. I think they're looking really interesting. And Sibanye is a case in point. They had a loss per share of 40 cents a share, but the cash flow is something not to be ignored, and keep an eye on the space, you know?
Yeah, let's have a look at this. I mean, the top five major movers. And again, this is delayed, and you can correct me, or correct the screen that I'm looking at anyway. Harmony up 9.2%, Sibanye up 7.6%, Fortress A, a near 4% winner, AECI up 3.4%, and Impala Platinum a 3.2% gainer on the downside. Telkom, yeah, you see, this whole Telkom bounce back ability has now faded into the distance, maybe after Sona last night. 5.1% weaker. Tiger Brands again doing badly. 3.8%.
Day four, hey?
Yeah, I know.
Day four.
And I don't want to talk about it because I know that for the long term you hold it. 3.25% down for RCL, Assore down 2.5%, and Kumba Iron Ore 2.4% weaker. The Telkom story fascinates me. Harmony up 9.2%. Is it because people think that the 4.4 billion they paid for AngloGold Ashanti's last remaining South African assets was a bargain? What do you think?
No, I think the foreigners are sniffing around. I think there's a real interest in gold shares and precious metals. And remind me after we close down this interview.
Yes.
I'll send you a note I've got from one of the offshore houses on the buying in January. It would actually blow your mind, Lindsay. I mean, it's predominantly the biggest buys are, as you would expect. I mean, Impala, the Harmonies, the gold miners, the Anglo Gold, etc. So the offshore buyers love the story. They love it. And I don't know quite how it's going to end up, but for now, it seems like, and we spoke last night about the new economy with and the old economy. But for now, the old economy is still flying the flag a little bit. Eh? These guys still love these gold shares. I think it's here for a while.
Gotta love the gold shares. Ramaphosa's speech underscores weak South Africa credit outlook, and that's according to Fitch. They're obviously feeling a little bit left out when everyone's talking about Moody's on March the 27th. On this day, the final day of the week, what are the closing indices on the JSE Securities Exchange, please, Nick Kunze?
Okay, so on this Friday, we have the JSE All Share that is down, oh my goodness, 26 points or 0.05%. Flat 57,861. Top 40 is 0.01%.
Flat.
5 points. let's call it flat. And if we drill down into numbers, we've got financials a little bit firmer, 0.25% firmer, consumer non-cyclicals 0.4% firmer, energy down 0.15%, industrials down 0.6%. But overall, it is a sideways day on the JSE.
What did you do for Valentine's Day, by the way? I mean, I don't want to get sexist here or gender biased here. What did you do for Valentine's Day, or what are you doing for Valentine's Day evening?
No, I gave in. I gave in.
Did you cave?
We had a little bit of laugh around the office because there were a couple of cheap bastards that sent flowers yesterday, which we came to the general conclusion that looks worse than not sending flowers. If you go for the half price option the day before, it looks worse. But no, I gave in. I sent today. I was a statistic.
What, Net Florist or something like that, or what did you do?
Please, let's talk about it. Yeah, Net Florist. Normally, $100 cost me $6.99. There you go.
I'm quite cynical. I mean, I don't do these things, and I think Valentine's Day is just a bourgeois shibboleth, as they say. But anyway, what I did a couple of months ago, I booked a really, really good table this evening, and it's all planned. I just hope my friend loves snooker.
Good for you, Mr. Williams. Enjoy.
You didn't understand that joke, did you? You didn't even get the joke.
I did, but I'm ignoring it subtly, yeah.
Nick, thank you very much for your contribution this evening and all week. Nick Kunzer is from Sanlam Private Wealth, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.